Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating the release of Rainbow with a special Kesha Queens edition. We discuss her best tracks, how she fucked a ghost, her alien abduction, and some little-known facts about the glamour rock goddess herself. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Oh my gosh, we've got a special guest today.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Do you think this looks good?
No. wait, hold what? It up again. Hold it up again.
This is Kesha.
Your face is a little bit bigger. So if you hold it up, it just looks like you've got a small, small face.
You know, I would like a small face.
But not even a small, small face, but like a slightly small face.
Smightly small.
Is this a good look?
Yeah, I think you used to wear your hair like that.
I think I still do.
We're holding up, what are these called?
Faces.
Faces of Kesha.
Faces of Kesha. Because faces, why, Corey?
Faces of Kesha. Oh, we have sunglasses, too.
The answer is why?
Why?
Why? Why do we have faces of Kesha?
I just don't even know.
Today we're celebrating the release of...
Rainbow.
Rainbow by Kesha with a very special episode of Psychobabble.
Kesha Queens.
Yes. The people demanded. Did they demand?
Literally all my Twitter has been, if you guys don't do a Kesha Queens, I'm going to.
I was seeing that and I thought, Corey, do you think she's ready for a Queens edition?
Yeah,
because
not every
release warrants.
I mean, we still get dragged for not doing an Ariana Grande Queens edition
I don't know if she's ready yet.
Whenever that one album came out.
I'm sorry.
What are her albums called?
Yours Truly.
Does this a look?
No.
Should I try a different color?
Those are not Warby Parker, Tyler Oakley. But those, maybe the green is not your no.
Better or worse than the purple?
Worse. Wow. I think purple was maybe the one.
Wow. What about a blue, or is that just too much blue going on?
You know, I like blue for you. I do.
Are you feeling a little blue?
Dabo
D?
Dabo D.
Did Kesha write Blue?
No, she didn't.
Dabo D by Eiffel 65?
It's unclear. Who can ever be sure? I am not feeling blue per se. I am a little bit zonked.
She's zonked.
I'm zonked from the weekend.
It was a very long weekend.
Corey and I had a weekend in San Francisco, and I am like, it is Tuesday, and yesterday was my recovery day, and today I'm still recovering.
Same. All I wanted to do is sleep yesterday.
But
I guess I'm too old now for fun.
You know what I did do
but
yesterday?
But I do love fun.
You know what I did yesterday?
What?
I'll tell you what I did. I listened to the Kesha album at the gym.
Oh.
I'm still not over it. Yeah, that's a good
don't
sign.
Don't get over it. It's a great album.
Okay, so let's talk about Kesha.
Yeah. I want to know.
What's ask me?
Do you know her real name?
Kesha.
Quit cheating.
It's Kesha.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it was a trick question.
What's her last name? Silbert?
I don't know how to say it because I am, in fact, a fake fan.
Mm. I only knew that because I knew her mom's
I always want to say Sherbert. Because
so
it's spelled like the way when people say sorbet.
Last night I went hog wild on two pints of ice cream.
Two Halo Tops.
I was doing
is this a brand deal?
No, if only. I was doing a Funfetti Halo Top ice cream moment. And then alternating between that and a salted caramel.
Wow.
I was on one.
You had one. You had two for one.
It was a 2 a.m. moment, and I was like, you know what? She needs a little snack.
When I went to the grocery store the other day, I got, you know how you get those like coupons that print out at the register after?
I hate that.
I got a Halo Top one, and I thought, well, this is bullying.
You should have saved that.
I threw it right away. I don't need ice cream. I'm going to the gym.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I think that's the alert to go back to Kesha.
That's my preferred lighting on you, is that it just goes dark.
So, Corey, shut the fuck up real quick and tell me about Kesha.
Well, like, what do you want to know?
What's her origin story?
She's a Pisces.
Is she?
She was born, we have a very close birthday.
I was at a Bible study with the gentleman. And
you're yelling at me to go back to Kesha, and you're the one who keeps talking about
ice cream
and
gentlemen. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to get to that. So there I was at Bible study the other night with a gentleman.
This sounds like a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Go off with the song. And he was I think he was drunk because he was going off.
You tell him to take it off?
Okay. He was going off about astrology because he was like, so what are you? I said, I'm an Aries. And he goes, oh, same. And I said, do you believe in all that? And then he started like screaming that like, why do we think we're special? Because the stars aligned and the moon was somewhere over there and Mercury. And I was like,
sounds like an animal.
I was like, I didn't even bring it up, bitch.
You brought it up.
I didn't bring it up.
He brought it up, I mean.
Right.
Wow.
So she's a Pisces?
Were you all like, TikTok, let's get over this date.
Okay, back to Kesha.
We were like,
so what's her origin story?
She's at a rich dude's house.
Bitch, she's a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I thought your first, fierce. Your fierce knowledge.
Have you ever been fierced?
Yes, no, not yet. I thought your first knowledge of Kesha was going to be when you saw her on The Simple Life.
Was she on The Simple Life?
Yeah, they went to her mom's house to try to get her a date. Her mom, not Kesha.
I don't remember any of that.
Really?
All I remember is when Gaga... Oh, my God! What? That's really Kesha?
Yeah.
Wow. I never watched The Simple Life, period.
Oh, I thought you loved it.
No.
Why did I think that about you?
I don't have negative feelings about it. I just never watched it.
Do you think they should do a new...
In the same way I didn't watch Gaga on what temperature boiling point.
I did see that. You. Well, I don't know if I saw it, but I definitely saw it on YouTube.
I didn't like Boiling Points because I just feel like it's actors.
If Gaga was on it, then it was paid actors.
Well, yeah, she was on The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Did you know, I found out when I was researching Kesha for this episode, she was in the I Kissed a Girl video by Katy Perry, and I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. She just stands in the background and dances and flips her hair.
Do you think they're friends?
Well... She does support.
Do those women stand in solidarity?
Yeah, and she was in Part of Me, the documentary.
I did see that in her filmography.
That's how you researched?
I did.
What other acting gigs has Kesha had?
That.
Just that? It's the only thing on her IMDb.
I actually don't know. So, Corey, wait.
My IMDb.
How many albums does Kesha have? Three.
Well, are you counting like she did like a Gaga-esque... Like monster turned fame monster.
Got it. So like a re-release extended edition
extended play moment. Yeah.
For which one? Animal or Warrior?
Animal.
Animal. So
and then she did Cannibal.
She came out with wait, what?
Cannibal.
Oh, Cannibal.
She only does one word album titles.
Cool, great, whatever. So Animal came out when?
2010.
Right. That's on the cusp of the best pop music year of all time.
Well, 2011 was the best.
Wouldn't you agree?
We
didn't know how good we had it.
Is that right? I was thinking music's been great this year. I've been happy with music. I love music.
I'm not opposed to it, per se. But Joanne came out last year, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Animal.
Mm-hmm.
Did we like her initially? Did you hate her initially?
What
was your first impression?
I remember we did a Five Awesome Gays week of some, I don't even remember what the theme was, but I remember talking about Kesha. And
I think it was Queen Week or something.
No, I was just calling her by the wrong name. I was calling her Keisha.
No, Tinashe.
Yeah, I was calling her Keisha. And everyone dragged me in the comments of that video and they were like, well, sir. And I was like, I love TikTok. Yes, wake up in the morning. Feeling like a P. Diddy.
I think that's like when I talked about One Direction for the first time and I said Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
Or Malik. Wait, which one is it?
Zayn Malik.
But I said Malik. And everyone in the comments was like, okay, cool.
You can't get in trouble for not knowing how to pronounce a word. It just means you read it.
I think I said that fun fact. I think I did.
Yeah. I loved Animal.
When did we see her in concert when she opened for Rihanna?
I didn't go. You invited me last night.
I had a black eye that day, I remember.
I remember she was in Detroit and you didn't invite me.
Who did I go with?
You're a backstabber.
Okay.
You're blind.
You're done.
Blah, blah, blah.
What was her first single? TikTok.
Yeah, it was number one for 9 weeks.
Wow.
And didn't even get Grammy nominated.
Well.
She's never been even nominated for a Grammy.
Has she received a ringtone award?
I think I did see that on her award.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, not ringtone, maybe. Who knows? But I also, she's never won, also never won a VMA. Can you imagine?
That's preposterous.
Preposterous.
That's truly wrong. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, VMAs, they give out, like, to a lot of people. And not Kesha?
She didn't get it.
Wow.
She never been Grammy nominated.
Okay, so what's the order of singles we got here? TikTok.
Your Love is My Drug.
Your Love is My Drug, which I think is iconic. Blah, blah, blah. No, I don't like 303.
I know
as
you hate 303.
As you know from the Kesha, or the Katy Perry Queens Edition.
I can't believe you.
Steven, was that a single?
No.
Take It Off was a single.
Yeah. Are you just...
I'm looking at the discography, the track section.
Have you ever partied at a rich dude's house?
You know, I have. Corey, who's that one Corey?
Me?
Corey in the House.
Corey in the House.
You know him?
No, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
That's possible.
His real name's not Corey, is it?
Corey Book... No.
Not Corey Booker.
That's the first thing that comes up. Corey...
I'm not the first thing that comes up. You have to search Corey.
Corey Booker, that's a politician.
House, right? Actor.
Corey... Is his real name not
no,
Corey?
No, his real name's Kyle Massey.
Kyle Massey. So I went to his birthday party.
What?
I know. And it was in a mansion in the hills. It was a party at a rich dude's house.
How old
And they made
is
me
he?
Check. 91. He's not old. He's so I showed up and it was like.
2 years older than you? Younger than you.
Well, bitch, I showed up and it was all 17, 16-year-olds, like, doing coke and shit.
Why did you? I don't think you can say that.
I don't know if he was doing it. I didn't allege that. Anyway.
Why were you at this house party?
So I got dragged there, and I literally could not feel older or more out of place. And they made you had to check your phone in a Ziploc bag before you walk in the mansion. It was
what?
All too much. Yes, it was a party at a witch juice house.
When was this?
This was like years ago. I went with maybe, I forget who I went with, maybe Sawyer.
I can't, I just don't even understand.
I literally was like, why am I here? I don't have my phone to call an Uber. How do I get home? Sawyer drove me here. Party at a rich
dude's house.
I'm glad
I didn't know you then.
Yes, you did.
I'm glad we weren't friends then.
So have you been to a party at a rich dude's house?
Just yours.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Yeah. Wait, what?
I don't know. They call me a dude. Have you ever fucked a dinosaur?
No. Not yet.
Girl. What's the oldest you've ever hooked up with? She's got a song called Dinosaur about, like, old creepy guys.
That's not about creepy guys, is it?
It's about, like, an old creepy guy that's,
you know,
like,
I really haven't revisited Animal in a while.
No?
I was way more into Cannibal.
Cannibal.
Cannibal has my, like, favorite.
Which one, what's on Cannibal?
We Are Who We Are, Blow, Crazy Beautiful Life, Animal, the Billboard remix, the Herald song, which is one of my favorite songs.
Sleazy.
Ever
yeah.
by Kesha.
There's a couple moments in the album where I initially it struck a chord because I was like, this feels a little bit off. And in hindsight, I think, yep, totally off. Problematic moments.
Oh.
She got Grow a Pair, which I think is, I'm not going to pull up the lyrics, but I vaguely remember as being transphobic. What else? I don't know. There was another one.
Some of her albums I'm like,
It's very like, show me your dick, or you don't have a dick, you're not a real man.
I think
that's like
grow
the lyrics.
A pair of balls, not grow a dick.
Whatever it's about, it was I think transphobic. I'm gonna say that.
Maybe she's a man hater.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Are you done? Yeah, I think Animal was good. Cannibal was good also. I remember.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I prefer Cannibal.
Now glancing at this track list, Dr. Luke is everywhere.
Yeah.
Produce almost all the songs. Everything. So that's a little bit of a lead up.
A lot of Max Martin as well.
Max Martin, where?
Yeah.
Oh, on singles? Because I don't see that.
He did Blow.
Oh.
He did Crazy
I
Beautiful
love Blow.
Life.
Yeah. Anyway, so are we done with Animal?
No, we're talking about Cannibal.
Oh, are we done with Cannibal?
Have you listened to the Herald song?
What's it? How's it go?
Wow. It's a slow. I mean,
I like
Steven. Do you really?
Yeah,
I literally couldn't sing you a word of Steven. Try it.
Steven. That's how it starts.
I always think of Hey Steven.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift.
You know
Swift.
Looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'm done with that. So let's go to Warrior, which was 2 years later, a year after the best year of pop music.
2012 was a good year, I think.
Was it?
I don't know. All I remember is that I hate 14.
What was 14?
Lots of bad
shit. Was Gaga there?
Probably not. She probably released Guy as a single.
Can you just? So we got Die Young, which was tragically mistimed because
it was about to go number one and then it didn't because of Sandy Hook.
Right.
And
so,
they just stopped playing it on the radio.
Obviously, there are worse things that were happening in the world than Kesha getting banned from radio. But it was a bad moment in timing because. So here's what happened. She released Die Young. Was that the lead single? What was the lead single from this?
Die Young.
And it was doing so well, and it was popping and hot, and it was good. And
it was
like
number two.
It was a bop. It was a jam. And then radio banned it because Sandy Hook, and it was like a little close
ban
to home.
It. People just
stopped. They did.
Okay, ban is a little, like, strong.
Well,
you don't even work at a radio.
Yes, I do. This is a... Hello, welcome.
Banned it. Radio banned it.
That's what they said.
No, people just stopped playing it.
Okay, well, it got banned.
A ban.
Banned
oh
from radio.
God. I wish I could ban you.
Okay, so then what was the next single?
Come On. She made a video for Come On.
Okay.
I loved it.
Great.
I think it's her albums for me always are like half is great. Thinking of You,
When I'm With Him.
No, that's Katy Perry.
Oh, shit. My bad. Oh my God. Only
Thinking of You is a great song, though.
Only Want to Dance With You. How's that go?
See.
Or am I thinking, Tonight I'm Getting Over You by Carly Rae Jepsen. God. I guess I don't know anything.
I guess you know nothing about Kesha.
I didn't like All That Matters. I'm going to say that. Love Into the Light, I did like.
I always feel like her albums Warriors have some great like pop songs, and then some of them go a little too like kooky for my taste.
Well, we'll get to kooky.
Like Dinosaur.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Godzilla.
Or like Godzilla.
But Godzilla, oh my God.
Or like
Wait,
Dirty Love we'll featuring Iggy Pop.
I don't like the Iggy Pop features. And is Iggy Pop on the new album? Is that who I'm hearing? Because he's not credited. What?
No, she credited everybody.
But then maybe it's not Iggy Pop. I'm trying to think of who it was that sings. Oh, on Boogie Feet, featuring Eagles of Death Metal. What the hell is that?
You'll have to click their Wikipedia
page. Are we
page.
Doing an I Eagles truly... of Death Metal Queens edition?
I wish we would.
Okay, so what else from this album? I think this is when I saw her open for Rihanna. And I have to say, Rihanna... So Kesha came out. She was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was this album or not, whatever, I don't know. But then Rihanna performed... Oh, it must have been the previous album because I was still in college. Anyway, Rihanna performed and Rihanna was drunk and wow. Like it was not good.
You're just airing everyone's dirty laundry.
I'm just dirty laundry, Carrie Underwood. Let's pivot.
Queens.
Yeah, good album.
I think Warrior's great.
Yeah.
I remember listening to it a lot.
It's definitely better than
out.
Animal. I would say Warrior, then Cannibal, then Animal. Yeah.
Warrior, Cannibal, Animal.
Until Rainbow.
Yeah.
And then Rainbow is the best of
Do
them
you
all.
Feel like she's like encroaching on Mariah Carey's
Let's encroach.
Brand by naming her album Rainbow after Mariah Carey had an album named Rainbow?
I don't think the kids know. Do they know?
Does Mariah have...
Sorry, I didn't mean to scream.
Does Mariah have copyright on Rainbow?
No. Here,
I'm going to let you go back
Did
to
Did you
screaming.
See that Christians or some... Well, somebody.
Who?
God-fearing folk.
Yeah, okay.
We're all like... Gays trying to use, not Christians, because not all Christians or whatever. I don't fucking all lives matter that shit. Anyway, God-fearing folk saying that gays
so
trying to
one
use
God-fearing
the rainbow.
Folk
no,
said,
it was an article.
Okay.
God-fearing folk.
On like American Eagles loves
yeah,
like, USA.com.
Yeah, neo-Nazi.net. Anyway, they were all like, gays using the rainbow is cultural appropriation of God culture because God made that damn rainbow for Noah, my dear.
So we culturally
I said, bitch.
Appropriated God culture?
Yes, Annie, dear.
Fuck.
So
I guess I am
that's what
filled
we're up
with Christ's
to.
Love.
When was the last time somebody filled you with Christ's love? Have you ever been filled like an eclair?
I don't know what an eclair is.
What?
Have you ever been filled like a truffle with some ganache?
I don't know what a truffle is. Ganache, now, isn't that an artist? A musician?
Ganache?
Ganache or something? Nash?
I know, I was thinking of ganache
what is
because
a truffle?
Of Anna Hart's new TV show. They discussed what
did
ganache
Did you watch
was.
It?
Of course.
So did I.
I was going to live tweet it. But I didn't, I thought I was very funny, but I didn't think anyone else would think I was funny.
Well,
so
I can probably confirm that.
I timed out. And I let
oh,
the...
Oh, were you on one?
I was on
one. Okay, got it.
I texted Hannah and said, I'm on one, but your show is very funny.
Yeah.
I said, tell me about this ganache you made.
Now, what is ganache? Now, I don't even like peppers.
And that was the whole
episode. That was the whole episode. And I
love
Kesha. I said,
I learned
said,
so
Hannah,
much.
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot.
Thank you.
It was great. I love a good trivia in the middle of an episode.
I did too.
Come right back.
Well, we watched, we were watching as a viewing party and everyone was screaming the answers. What did you guess?
I didn't guess the right one.
Would
I don't
you guess
remember.
Chocolate? I think I guessed chocolate. It was almonds
whatever.
Or chocolate? Anyway,
I guessed almonds.
Anyway, okay, so we're back to Kesha.
You want to dive into the rainbow?
Yeah. Now, I would say this is her best album, period. Done.
Wow.
Easy.
How do you feel about it directly competing with Joanne in the Grammy categories this year?
Here's what I'll have to say.
I don't think there's going to be a place for both of them.
I think
there's going to be a place for one or the other.
For best what? Album?
Maybe pop album, maybe
adult.
As like
or no?
Well, I read a lot of hype where people were saying they thought Million Reasons was going to be nominated in like best song or song and record
of the year.
But I think, I don't know, Rainbow's gotten so many good reviews, and
I think
it's like
Rainbow's
going to
get the album accolades.
Yeah. You don't think Praying?
Joanne is going to get the Million Reasons route.
Song.
They're not pushing. I don't. Well,
it's just
going to
get nominated.
I think
in the song
they're really going to. Well, it seems as if they're really pushing Million Reasons to be.
Yeah, they
the
want it to be like song and record of year.
She closes with it at the concert.
Yeah.
So, but as far as album goes, I think so. It's hard to compare when albums are personal, and I think it's easy when it's like maybe a Rihanna album that's filled with bops, but you can tell it's not really like from the soul. Perhaps.
I can't believe you hate Rihanna.
I'm not saying I hate Rihanna, but like
I hate Rihanna.
I think that
episode?
There have been moments in a lot of people's careers where they'll put out albums that are not personal. And I think Joanne and Rainbow are like deeply personal.
Okay.
And I think both of them have really pitched the personal aspects of it as why they, you know, it's blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, their diary, whatever. So I don't want to compare the two because it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to compare diary notes. But
yeah,
I think they're both incredible. I think they're both great pieces of work in both discography of each artist. I think Rainbow is a better album compared to all of Kesha's other work than Joanne is compared to all of Gaga's other work.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Where do you stand?
I'm excited. I don't know if I'm surprised is the right word, but it's just been getting
it
like
is a pleasant surprise. Yes.
Tons and tons of great reviews, which I wasn't expecting. I don't know. I just think people haven't respected Kesha's previous albums the way, like I said, when I was getting ready to talk about this episode, I was looking and she's never even been nominated for a Grammy. And
isn't she a certified genius?
Just barely.
I
read she's just barely under the like threshold of like genius IQ.
Same.
But I'm like, me on a good day could probably, right?
Me when you're on one.
But no, I mean, I don't think she's gotten some of the respect.
I haven't seen anything negative about this album. Rainbow.
I haven't either.
But I agree. Because I feel like when you're singing about, what is it, like fucking brush your teeth with a bottle of Jack, or like when it's rappy. Talk rap. When it's kind of trashy visuals, I think people can just write it off.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the first moments, at least for her, where she's leading with vocals.
Mm-hmm.
What was the lead single on this?
Praying.
Right. Vocals, my dear. Have you seen the reaction video of all the people watching or listening to the High Note for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
It's great.
I think it's the first time she's leading with talent, as opposed to like playing into what is popping on radio.
Well, right. And I think a lot of times people, when you're like an up and coming pop star, especially when you're like thrown into the like cog of it all,
ooh,
of the machine, if
yes,
you will,
honey.
It's just like you kind of don't always have control and kind of have to do what they say. I mean, Pink talked about that a lot when she had her like second album and being like, L.A. Reid told me I had to do this, this, and this, and this. And I just said yes and, like, nodded my head. I'm sure Kesha did a lot of that because she wanted to sing.
Right.
And she wanted to be in the music industry. And sometimes record labels are just like, you have to do this and or that.
I had heard that she started as a songwriter for other people. What has she written for other people? Or is that a false claim?
I mean, the most...
I know she did Till the World Ends for Britney. Right.
Yeah, I saw.
But that's like kind of mid-career. Even.
I saw an article the other day that was like 9 songs you didn't know Kesha wrote, and I'm like, you don't know what I know.
Oh. Did you know she was on Flo Rida's track?
Yeah. So
my dad said Flo Rida came to the Jackson County Fair this year.
He did. And my friend's mom wanted to go, but she said, I'm not paying
$40. My dad asked if I could get him a hookup. I said, bitch, it's the Jackson County Fair.
She said,
save $20, honey.
She said, Nelly last year was $20, but
Furtado?
Flo Rida.
Furtado or Band-Aid?
Band-Aid.
Oh.
I would say Furtado if I met Furtado.
I like that new Nelly Furtado song.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, all these songs, she wrote a song for Ariana Grande that didn't make the Yours Truly album called Pink Champagne. Mm. But Ariana Grande sings it a cappella on her YouTube channel.
Mm.
Was Ariana Grande a YouTuber?
I don't know about that. But did you see Ariana
Grande?
Did you
collab with her? Was she an all guest?
I think she might have been. Did you see that Ariana Grande singing the Spice Girls song on Instagram last night?
I sure didn't.
Well, she was singing a Spice Girls song, and she tweeted some of the lyrics in the middle of the night, and everyone thought they were lyrics from her new album. And she was like, am I old, or why does nobody know that these are Spice Girls lyrics?
I think that a lot. Because people are dumb.
She was singing.
Not everyone's a genius like Kesha.
Everything on the joy. That song.
That's my favorite.
I'm like, how do people
Girl
not even
song.
Know that song? We should do a Spice Girls Queens edition. Maybe
I was honestly we could do Queens for like retired Queens.
Yes.
By retired, I meant Whitney Houston.
Ooh. Well,
kind of.
Sometimes.
So what do you think your favorite song
I hate that
on
I have the
Rainbow?
Corey in the House Wikipedia page up.
What do you think your favorite song on Rainbow
let's
is?
Go through Rainbow. Okay, so let's just go through the track list. Bastards. Love it. Perfect start to the album. You don't like?
I love it.
Okay.
I don't have a lot to say other than love it or hate it if we're going to go through
so
the
let's
track
love
list.
It or list it, my dear. Bastards. Love it.
Yeah, love it.
Let 'em Talk featuring Eagles of Death Metal. My faves.
You don't love it?
I do like Let 'em Talk. Yeah.
Wow.
I think the tone of this is like empowering, but like coming from a genuine place and not, I think there are some musicians that release pop singles that it feels like a little bit pandering to insecure youth. Like, here's your anthem that you might need.
Okay.
And I think all of this comes from not necessarily preaching to an audience, but preaching to herself.
Oh, I totally interpret this entire album as like, things that she was going through, thoughts she was having, feelings she was right. experiencing, and like ways that she found herself again.
Right.
If you will.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Woman, I think,
love.
Is incredible.
Love.
The most iconic part, maybe the most iconic dad lib of 2017, the yes in the middle of Woman.
I don't like the part in Women where she messes up the lyrics.
Me neither. I'm like, just do another take, my dear.
I'm like, and I don't like the man yelling at her at the beginning.
Well, I do like
it
that.
It seems a little like a skit.
Well, you don't like a skit?
No.
I like that it comes from, at the end of Let 'em Talk, they kind of have some jibber-jabber at the end in the studio, and then it turns into the jibber-jabber of the beginning of Woman. So I like that transition.
I don't mind jibber-jabber.
Well, you don't?
Yeah.
Studio jibber-jabber?
No, I don't mind it.
I like Woman.
Hymn's probably my favorite one on the album.
Wait a minute. Did Rabel write Woman?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, Rabel wrote Woman.
Well, he's listed as one of the writers.
Wow. That's
I still
impressive.
Don't know who this okay. Rabel person is.
He sang 11 Blocks.
Don't know.
I'll link you. I love it. So, Hymn for the Hymnless.
It's my favorite one on the album.
It's good. It's not my favorite, but it's definitely a bop.
I listen to it at the gym.
For
I'll
a mid-tempo
get a
song.
Slow mid-tempo
yeah,
song
I don't mind
at the
it.
Gym.
I
don't
praying,
run to it.
Praying is iconic.
Praying's great. I hope it gets some Grammy noms.
That should get. Yeah. Learn to Let Go, I think, is my favorite song on the album.
It's probably my second favorite.
I think it is
I
brilliant.
Cried at the music video.
I don't know if I've seen the music video.
Yes, you did. You cried. Well, if you didn't, you said you cried where I cried.
Which one is
where
it?
Where she's dancing in the bed
oh,
of the truck.
With the, it's got clips of her, like, childhood
child,
music video.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so cute. Okay, so, well, I recently just was, like, really listening to the lyrics, and I'm like, this song is brilliant. I think it's the perfect, like...
I think she's going to need to... get some, like, radio traction on some of these songs.
I just wonder what is going to break through.
To definitely, like, guarantee the Grammy
Is any
noms.
Of this playing on radio right now?
Praying hit its highest mark on the chart this week at 24.
Ryan Lewis wrote Praying. Did you see that?
I don't know who Ryan Lewis is.
Girl, from Macklemore, I think.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Are you new here?
Well, he's a producer.
No. Well, he also wrote it.
Oh, cool.
Anywho's a call.
I love Finding You. I love Rainbow.
Wait, what's Finding You?
I love
you?
Hunt You Down.
I'm not speeding up right now. Why are you speeding up?
I am because we are running
we're
out
almost
of
there.
Time.
Okay, so Finding You, I think I like. Rainbow is one of my faves. Hunt You Down, it's good. It's not my
favorite. Hunt You Down's one of my favorites.
It's kind of like the, what's that Carrie Underwood song about, like, break your car?
Dug my key into the side of your pretty little souped up. Four-wheel drive.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's like that.
Before he cheats,
thank you.
Yeah, it seems very Kacey
Revenge-y,
Musgraves
kill
inspired
you.
By me. It's
sure.
fun.
Boogie Feet, pass. Boots, oh. I think is my favorite song on the album, deserves to be a single.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Boots
sure.
gives me definite Joanne vibes.
Well, maybe that's why. I like it. It's a sinner's prayer kind of moment.
Yeah.
Old Flames, talk to me about it.
So, I was telling you.
Yes. I'll let you share this.
Kesha's
moment.
Mom mm-hmm.
Wrote it.
Uh-huh. For Dolly.
For Dolly Parton.
All
and then,
those years ago.
And then?
So then, they collabed.
And they did
Although I'm curious to know if these are new vocals by Dolly or like.
They gotta be new. I think they're new.
You think?
Yes. Now, I'm gonna give you a fun fact about Godzilla. I don't know if you know this.
My favorite part about Godzilla is that it's 2 minutes.
Wow, you hate it. I think it's crazy kooky fun, but.
These are the ones. Godzilla and Spaceship are the ones that go back to old Kesha to me, which.
Like weird.
Kooky, vibe-y. Weird fun.
Yeah. Did you know Godzilla?
They just stand out as, to me, not necessarily fitting in the album as much as the rest of the album. I think Spaceship
for sure is the perfect finale.
Well, you know, it's true. She says she was abducted by aliens, and Spaceship's all about how she's.
Is that true?
Yes.
She says in the lyrics, she goes, I don't care if you believe me or not.
Yeah.
I love it.
She says she's been abducted by aliens. Fact. And she says she had sex with a ghost.
Well, bitch. Bitch, me too, the
you
fuck.
You just spit.
Godzilla, her mom wrote about Kesha when Kesha was a toddler.
Oh, I just now noticed that her mom's listed as the writer.
Her mom wrote it about Kesha when she was a toddler, and it's like, I can't take you to the mall because you, like, break everything. I can't take you to anywhere because you, like, are a monster.
Okay, now I like it
How
better.
Cute is that? Cute, and then Kesha cute. Grew up and sang it.
Cute.
I thought it was cute. About, like, when you're dating somebody and they're, like, a fucking
monster
and you can't take them anywhere.
They're a dinosaur.
But then when I read that it was about her mom talking about her, I'm like, that's actually precious.
Guess I should have Googled that.
Give it another listen and you'll think another thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, Spaceship is good. The whole album is great. Where can people get it?
I don't know.
You're trying to get me out of this episode. We gotta go.
What do you mean, where can people get the album?
iTunes, Google Play.
I saw
streaming
a Lion King commercial yesterday.
No. So did I during iHeart Food.
That said, now get it on digital tomorrow.
Yeah.
I said,
it's coming out of the vault.
Dumb people are gonna know what get it on digital means?
Yeah, digital download. Bitch.
Well.
Did you
Kesha did puke in Paris Hilton's shoe closet.
And on that note, okay, so Kesha, thank you for being you. Thank you for being unapologetically yourself.
Are you going to see her in concert?
I want to. Did you get tickets?
I am.
How many tickets did you buy?
They're already sold to my friends. You're out of town anyway the day she's playing in San Francisco. Boop, boop, boop.
No! Oh, don't boop diddly doop me.
That's how we get out of
That's
here.
That's rude diddly doop.
And it's on Halloween, on actual Halloween in San Francisco. It's a Tuesday.
I'm going to be back.
Well, you're probably going to be jet lagged. I don't know your body.
I'll boop. I'll diddly doop. Anyway, okay, so Kesha, thanks for being you. Corey, thanks for being here. Where can people find you?
Thank you. Oh, my God. You're so sweet.
And I'm also on Twitter at Tyler Oakley. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
No, wait, one last thing.
What do you want?
I read conflicting facts about Kesha spelling the dollar sign in her name.
She got rid of the dollar sign.
I want to know which you think is more true.
What?
She said that it was a nod to how she didn't get any money off of Right Round, which she was in with Flo Rida.
Okay.
Or it's because she's just so rich. I read conflicting stories.
Well, Right Round.
I like the fact that she didn't make money off Right Round better.
I mean, I do like that fun fact, but Right Round credits her as just Kesha without the dollar sign.
Well, she
that could have been
rebranding.
Added. Post no money.
She ditched it in 2014, is what I was told.
So fuck Flo Rida? Would you fuck Flo
Rida?
Yeah,
I love Flo Rida.
Would you fuck him?
Yeah, I just said
yes.
Would
you let him forced you?
I'd take him on my spaceship. I'd let him be my Godzilla.
Okay.
And we would sing a hymn for the hymnless.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks
bye.
For a fun episode.
Later.
Don't get boxed in by a whiteboarding app with limited functionality. Try Lucid, the visual collaboration platform that covers your team's entire spectrum of work. With Lucid, you can host virtual brainstorms and so much more. Diagram important processes, conduct cross-functional planning on an infinite visual canvas, power your workflows with data and intelligent automation, and bring your best ideas to life. Try Lucid for free at lucid.co/Spotify.